4 days out from the election, debate has turned to the nearly $1 trillion in net national debt and how the next government would walk the tightrope of managing it while also paying for expensive election commitments. The coalition has released its costings. It claims it'll leave the budget $1 billion better off, but it would be at the expense of cuts to the public service. Despite sustained pressure today, Labor says it won't release its costings until Thursday. That leaves voters just 48 hours to compare. Matt Bamford has our report.
For almost 6 weeks, Labor and the Coalition have crisscrossed the country vying for votes with spending promises. Labor leader Anthony Albanese's made the latest pitch in Perth, $1.5 billion for manufacturing medical supplies. A key question remains, how will these cash splashes affect the budget?
Mr. Albanese, will your costings be higher or lower than the $2.3 billion that the Liberal Party has outlined?
Our costings will be out on Thursday.
Aren't you doing exactly what you accused the Prime Minister of, and that is not being transparent?
Not at all. And I'll be at the National Press Club tomorrow. We will announce our costings policy will be released on Thursday. It is the way it has always been done, including by the Coalition in 2010 and 2013.
The Coalition's costings are already out. It's promised a total of $2.3 billion in spending during the campaign. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg.
The Labor Party, which has much more significant spending commitments than we do, will only fund it one way, and that's through higher taxes. And they're not revealing to the Australian people what they're going to do before the election because they're promising a budget after the election. I think that's fundamentally dishonest.
The Coalition's paying for its promises through cuts to the public service. The government's increasing the sector's efficiency dividend, essentially a $3 billion slash to its budget.
Well, the annual departmental bill across the Commonwealth is more than $327 billion. What we're saying is it will be reduced to about $324 billion.
Melissa Donnelly is from the Community and Public Sector Union.
The government's decision today to rip billions of dollars out of the public service will have a devastating impact on jobs and essential services that all Australians rely on. In real terms, what it means is people in the community will wait longer to speak to someone at Centrelink. It means veterans' claims will wait longer and the backlog there will continue to grow. It's a real slap in the face.
It's a decision that's come at a time when government payments to consultants and private contractors is booming, an area Labor wants to cut. Denham Sadler from Innovation Australia has been tracking the spending spree.
We are sure that they're kind of on track to realise a bit of a record in spending on consultants, and that's on track to spend about $1.2 billion in a single year, we think, on kind of outsourced work through the public sector.
Denham Sadler says much of the increase appears to be pandemic-related.
We found pretty staggering increases. Like a lot of the companies we looked at, some of them have kind of tripled their government work in the last 2 years, some have doubled it. A lot of it has involved pandemic work, like a lot of these consultants were kind of appointed to help with the vaccine rollout and helping with vaccine data.
With Australia's net debt nearing $1 trillion, the major parties are emphasising their economic credentials. But how bad is our debt? Sarah Hunter is an economist with KPMG.
The real question about it is not its absolute size, is can we sustainably support that level of debt in terms of the interest payments that it would require and deliver on the spending and other initiatives that any government would want to deliver.
At the moment, is it sustainable?
So much of the debt that we've taken on in the last couple of years as a result of the pandemic, that was taken on at very, very low interest rates. So yes, at the moment, it does look sustainable.
But as Australia moves on from the worst economic effects of the pandemic, Sarah Hunter says there are hard conversations ahead.
Economists have written a lot in recent years about productivity and the slowdown in productivity growth that we've seen. It's been a global phenomenon. Tackling that and looking at ways that we might be able to lift productivity growth over the medium long term, that I think is something that whichever government comes in and beyond as well, looking beyond the next election cycle, that's an area that would be very good to tackle.
Sarah Hunter there, speaking with our reporter Matt Bamford.